Life's a game, the world's a stage, and we are merely role players where theatrical people play role-playing games. I'm Matt Boothman, and I'm your compere. Let me show you to your seats. Here on Merely Role Players, we improvise stories to entertain ourselves and you. And we use role-playing games to keep those stories going places even we can't see coming, because, as theatrical people, we're all about maximising the drama, darling. This episode is part of Labyrinth Untold, one of our studio productions. In this production, Natalie Winter will be our Goblin Queen for a race against time through Jim Henson's Labyrinth, the adventure game. So please take your seats in the studio. Tonight's production is about to begin.
We have reached the castle beyond the Goblin City. Oh. You make it across the drawbridge. The Goblin Queen has hidden herself in her castle. We're now in one big action scene. Every time it comes to the Goblin Queen's turn, if you are not in the room that she is in, she will hide somewhere else. As you enter the castle, you hear the ticking of clocks and the whirring of cogs. And as you walk through the doors into the gate, you hear it speed up dramatically. Each round is going to cost you half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Crikey.
Oh, that doesn't seem very fair.
I thought we were doing so well for time, but it seems it's irrelevant now.
Ahead of you, the castle looms. A short stone bridge arches over a moat, bubbling with stinking ooze. A pair of massive wooden doors stands shut, and everything is strangely quiet.
Is there any form of lock mechanism on these doors, or is it just a big, flat, imposing surface?
There are massive chains draped across the door, but as you look at them, you notice that they're actually chained from the wall to the wall. And actually the doors open inwards.
Good security.
We're right. We're here. We're finally here. And I think, by my calculations, I've got about 8 hours to restore all the frescoes in the castle before the goblins get started. So shall we all just push on these doors?
Yes, charging in. That's what I think we should do.
Okay. Everybody push!
Who is leading this?
I love lead. Yes, yeah. Linda will lead the push, yes. Right.
These doors are very, very heavy, so this is going to be a difficulty 6.
Mm-hmm. I think being very big will help.
Yeah.
And because I'm forgetful, I forget if I've done difficult things in the past, so everything all seems fine.
Lovely.
That's a joke, really. It's the big is the thing.
So before you roll, you're rolling with advantage, you have 2 dice.
Yes.
Who else is helping?
Me and my steed.
I'm going to say that it counts for 1, so that takes it down to 5.
We're going to throw everything at you.
Yeah. I'm afraid, Winkle, you cannot help with this.
I can cheer them on. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be generally encouraging.
Gundle?
I like to also help push, but also as soon as there's any kind of crack between the two doors, like get my clawed feet and my bill in there and try and lever them apart.
Uh-huh. Sure. Make that roll. So you're in for 4. There it is. Thank goodness you had 2 helpers. Mm-hmm. The doors creak heavily, but you are able to push them open and you're able to make your way into this large round chamber. Inside, you find a cart with a goblin. The cart is full of milk. The milkman is depositing cartons of milk, like bottles of milk, and picking up empties and wearing very thick gloves while he's doing this, and he looks like he's trying to be very careful. He looks quite nervous. Oh, thank goodness.
You!
Yes?
Is that milk for any kind of ceremony? I've got a companion here who's got to make it to a ceremony very urgently.
No ceremony. No, this is the Goblin Queen's milk.
As in she's going to drink it or the other thing?
What would the other thing be?
Don't worry about it.
Good Lord.
Well, you should know as goblins that we are all highly allergic to milk.
Yes, absolutely well aware of that fact.
That's why we ask why you have the milk.
Well, my family's been delivering milk here for the last 700 years. I'm not going to stop now.
That's very brave of you.
Well, thank you. I do try.
This is a very dangerous job, though. Are you sure you want to keep doing it, or would you like to give up and let us deliver the milk instead?
Why would I? It's a family tradition. You are not part of my family. What's your name?
Goblindel.
He shakes his head.
Your name is not the milkman. Only the milkman can deliver the milk.
I'm the milkman.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you look very small to deliver milk bottles.
Well, actually, it's actually better.
How?
Just is.
Oh. Do you want to roll me? This is his family tradition. I think this is going to be a 6 on a persuasion roll to persuade this goblin that you are, in fact, the milkman, when he knows that he is the milkman.
Ah, no. Who'd have thought?
No, I think that I better keep doing this and you can go away.
Okay, we'll just go through there. Have a lovely day.
There is stairs ahead of you that go upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And to your left, there is a long passage on the same level. And to your right, there are stairs that go down.
I vote not down.
I vote straight ahead.
Yes.
Forwards into danger.
Yes, straight ahead towards the throne room.
Yes, charge forwards. You've been here before, you should know things.
It changes.
Yeah.
So you're going straight ahead, stairs up, to the throne room.
I told you.
It is a disaster in here. There is food and there's rubbish and broken furniture scattered everywhere. Gundle, you know, this is just evidence of a goblin party. Mm-hmm. They've just been partying too hard in here and no one has been here to clean it up yet. There is a circular pit in the centre of the room that's about a foot deep. Near the opposite wall of you, there is the Goblin Queen's throne covered in black and silver drapery and with curled horns on the armrests. Next to the Goblin Queen's throne, there is a little bell on a table. On the wall above the throne, you can see a clock with daggers for hands that shows the time is 5:30. Then you can see a window that looks out to the Goblin City. There are more stairs going up. There is a long passage one way on the same level, and there's an archway to the right, which leads along another long passage on the same level. So you can go up or along to the left or the right. Inside the throne room, a team of carpenter dwarves is rebuilding part of the room that's collapsed due to an explosion, part of the party. They're just getting on with things. They see you walk in and it feels like, oh, there's more goblins here. They just kind of roll their eyes. Oh, probably going to have to tidy up again once they're done. And they carry on. Bang, bang, bang.
Excuse me. What's that little bell for? Do you know what happens if we ring it?
The Goblin Queen uses it to summon some of her goblins to her.
Oh, that's why we're here. We heard it because we're goblins.
You heard the bell. She didn't ring the bell before.
Before when?
We're a bit late.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were at the opera.
two of the dwarves look at each other and kind of roll their eyes. Goblin timekeeping.
So you know where she is? You seen her?
She's not passed through this way in the last 5.5 hours.
She hasn't, eh?
Is the bell built into the thing or is it portable?
It's sort of built into the table. Yeah. Like you would expect it to be on the wall in a Downton Abbey-esque style thing, but it's kind of coming out of a table with a little like string with a claw on the end of it.
If we all leave this room, the Goblin Queen moves.
Yes.
And she presumably can then enter this room.
Yes.
As soon as we've gone.
Yeah.
I would like to try and steal the clapper of the bell.
So it cannot be bonged.
Yes. I will go climb up inside the bell, just upside down around the top of it, into where it is attached. And if it's just like a metal thing, I'll see if I can just leave the little claspy bit open with my sword.
I think this is going to be a 4. You get to use your sword, so that gives you advantage. Does anyone else want to help?
I'll try and help. Holding the bell steady.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't dangle
about. So it doesn't bong.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Lovely. So now you're looking for a 3.
I've got a clapper.
A clapper. A 6. Fantastic. Yes, you're able to release it without it bonging.
Excellent.
And yes, a barrel, you're able to assist. This clapper is sort of about the size of Winkle, so it would be quite hard for you to hold on your own.
I will attach it to my steed.
Yes, good.
The Rockettes carry for you.
Yes.
I forgot about your creepy rat pile. Stucco rats.
I know this isn't what we're actually supposed to be doing in terms of how the game works, but can I redo the frescoes in here, please?
Okay, so this is a big deal. Okay, so you can see that the frescoes do require work, especially since that party.
Wear and tear.
There's natural wear and tear. There is also some graffiti on there. What was the fresco before?
It's of like a great event in the Goblin Queen's legend.
Mm.
It's like, I think it's when she first built the labyrinth and the Goblin City.
Mm. So I think what's fair here, because a fresco is something that takes effort and time.
So much time.
So, you can stay here and use your next 3 half-hour actions.
Uh-huh.
But you'll also be staying here and covering this room. And you can choose to stop painting your fresco at any time.
Great.
But to actually complete it, that's what it's going to take. Interesting little tidbit of lore that you might know. If you have painted a fresco of a part of the Goblin Queen's history, as you look at this, this is something that you've kind of forgotten and something you kind of didn't remember when you were in the labyrinth before, but something about stepping outside has pinged something, giving you a sense of perspective and longer memory. And what you've actually painted, some of the background details that you'd not really paid attention to before. In the background of the Goblin Queen stood in full regalia, taking her crown, is signs of the collapse of good governance, all in capital letters, which is the event that caused the labyrinth to be so chaotic.
It's funny how when you've stepped away from your own work, even your own work, you see new things in it every time. I'm sorry, friends. I think this might be where we part ways, at least temporarily. I simply have to get to work here.
We understand. We have separate and common causes.
I'll come running if the Goblin Queen shows up here.
Yes, please do, and yell while you're about
it. If I can grab any medals or books of poetry off her and run to find you, then I will try to do that. But I can't guarantee anything. She's very scary.
How about you stay here and yell and we come to you?
I don't know whether trying to steal from her and run away or just staying in the room with her is more scary. I'll see how it goes at the time.
All right.
Shame you can't ring a bell.
You can whack it with something.
It's okay.
So which route are the rest of you going? You can go up the stairs, along the corridor to the left, along the corridor to the right.
The one to the right had an archway, didn't it?
Yes.
That one.
I better do the stairs, otherwise you can...
Oh, yes.
It's so long.
Yeah.
I think even with the rats.
You're
better to stick with a flat surface for now, aren't you, really?
Yeah, so I'll go over here.
Corridor to the left.
We'll start with Linda.
Yes.
The stairs, as you travel up, suddenly open out into a giant room full of staircases in all different directions, across all different angles. Arches, walkways, balconies tangle and twist in every possible direction, even ones you never thought existed. Confusing, inverted, fifth-dimensional stairs in there as well. An intense feeling of confusion and vertigo overwhelms you However, as you walk up the stairs, there's that second of feeling like, oh no, the stairway below, like beneath my feet has disappeared. Yeah. But you tilt.
Yes.
And you find that the floor is always beneath you.
Yeah.
So you have changed your orientation. There are six doorways out of this room. If you want to try and reach any of the ones apart from the one you came in, this is going to be a difficulty 5 roll to not get lost.
I want to try and get across the room to this far side.
Is there anything that you've got that can give you advantage or help with this roll?
Navigating using wind currents could be a thing. Not necessarily like making the wind blow, but if you can talk to the wind to be like, which way is the corridor I want to go?
I hadn't considered that I can try that, but I can try that. I can
actually. What I'll give you for free, given that that specific exit is the one that you earmarked, and your ability with the wind, tuning into the direction of the airflow, you can sense there is a breeze coming from that particular exit. So you figure that whatever room lies beyond there may have windows to the outside.
Okay. So I can try and follow that breeze along the stairs to make my way across.
So that will give you advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Oh, no, that's a 4 max. Okay. Unfortunately, Linda is now currently lost in the stairway.
Oh, no.
So you're going to stay there and your next action will be you're going to have to roll again to get out.
Okay.
We're going to go round to Winkle. So you went along the long passage, and this takes you out into the kitchen.
Oh, so many rats to bring into a kitchen.
It's full of blazing heat and wood smoke and spices, roasting meats. There are a dozen goblins working frantically, preparing a huge meal. None of them seem to have any idea how to cook. There's one very large goblin in apron and a chef hat, inspecting each piece of food that the goblins bring to her. And she is shouting insults at her underlings. As you enter, all of the goblins lined up with their samples of food for the head chef, who you overhear them referring to her as Weech. They have entirely blocked your way, this line of goblins. So if you would like to get past, then it's going to be tricky. And because you are small, you can go between their feet, but there are so many goblins, you might get stepped on. To the right is a circular staircase up. In the centre, there are some blazing fire pits. There's some tables as well that are piled up with unidentifiable animal and vegetable ingredients. And on the left-hand side of the room, there are stairs going down.
Is the Goblin Queen there?
She is not in this room, no.
Okay.
Go with station.
Best to check.
Yes, yes. Good query.
I would like to continue on down the stairs. So I race my rats on a terrifying helter-skelter course between moving legs and spitting oil and all that sort of fun stuff.
There is so much chaos happening here. I think this is going to be a 5, but you get to do it with advantage because you are on your rats.
Yes. Are there any pans in?
Of course, it's a kitchen. There'll be pots and pans.
Can I hit one of the pans with my clapper?
Oh.
And see if the goblins go, oh, the queen needs us, and run us away.
Yes, you can, but that will be your action. And then your next turn, you can go down the stairs.
That's fine, because that takes the problem out of this room if it works.
Yeah.
So I shall give that a go. Yeah.
You are quite small. It's a big clapper. So again, I think this is going to stay a 5.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, no!
I think just as you get close to a saucepan, you're reaching and reaching, and the bustle of a goblin knocks you off, and you end up on the floor, and you are sort of swept and kicked about and parted from your steed for the moment. So you can hide under the table for a moment to try and regroup next turn. So moving around to Sir Barald, who went to the right out of the throne room, which is going to take you to the wardrobe. Vanity, foremost of the Goblin Queen's few weaknesses, is on full display here, even when surrounded by the filth and chaos of the Goblin City. On the far wall are some dresses, ornately carved, and they take up most of the walls. Right in the centre of the room are mannequins, eerie, like faceless mannequins, humanoid form, in elaborate glittering robes. Everything that you've seen the Goblin Queen wear so far is represented here, plus some other ridiculously ostentatious outfits. There is a lot of tight trousers. In fact, one of the dresses, like the drawer is open, you can just about see it's just entirely full of tight trousers.
Good.
Above you is a skylight, a stained glass skylight covered in vines. And makes the room quite dapperly shadowy. To the left is a great mirror, twice as tall as the Goblin Queen herself. On the right-hand side, there is a table with a crystal ball in it. And you've just come through a heavy red velvet curtain to get into this room. There are some tailor dwarves in here who are putting the finishing touches on another of the Goblin Queen's elaborate outfits with lots of different sewing implements. They, again, regard you, another goblin, and crack on with their work.
I'm going to just address the dwarves briefly.
Yes, madame, what can we do to be of service?
Is the queen around?
The queen? No, I've not seen the queen pass this way, not in the last 6 hours.
Well, thank you for being so specific. Onwards. You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You look fabulous yourself, my dear.
Thank you. Is there anything in here that you think I should acquire for my own wardrobe?
Well, we can make you look even more fabulous if you like.
Yes, I would like.
Yes? Oh, well, okay. This will mean you're spending your turn in here getting dressed up all fancy.
I should probably go, shouldn't I?
you'll look so good at the knighting ceremony, though.
You will look fantastic once you make that ceremony.
Is there not... I have some very busy gallant things to go and do. Is there not maybe a fresh feather for my cap that you could just... Just pop in there now?
Feather. She gets down off her ladder and starts rummaging around. You can't have any of the ones on that outfit. There's just an entire, not just a cape and a mantle, it's just like an entire trousers, corset, like headpiece. Everything is feathers.
Wow. So itchy.
Yeah. Yeah, she pulls out, she opens a drawer, and feathers just... to the noise of a chicken, like there is clearly no chicken actually in there, but feathers explode out in a variety of colours and styles. What kind of feather would you like?
I mean, sentimentally, I'd quite like a purple one to honour my friend. However, I know that for goblins that colour is recently banned. So instead, I would like purple adjacent, pink feather, please.
One pink. She tries to jump to catch one. They're all still kind of in the air floating down. She eventually grabs one and presents it to you.
Oh, you're most kind. How wonderful. This has really made my day.
Interestingly, you've had to come into the room slightly for this feather encounter, and you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror on the wall. And as you hold the feather, as you take the feather from her, you catch a reflection in the mirror. It already looks like reflection, Sir Barold. Has this beautiful pink feather in his hat.
Is this a mirror that foresees the future?
Oh, it shows you what you look like in any of the outfits, dear.
Oh, how fun. I don't have time for this.
So potentially distracting.
I must away.
You ignoring the crystal ball, or you want to head back through the way you're going?
I should look at the crystal ball.
It's on a grand clawed stand. Mm-hmm. And as you look at it, inside the crystal ball, you can see a ballroom full of dancers swirling around.
Yeah. Nope, that seems like a bad idea. On second thoughts, the mirror and the ball, all very bad. Very good. I should go.
Fair enough. You make your way back the way you came into the throne room, where you see Gundel making progress with your fresco.
Oh, you're back. Was there not anything that way?
Just this lovely feather. Oh,
very fetching.
Oh, coming from you, that means a lot.
So no sign of the Goblin Queen there.
No, not at all. And I asked the tailor dwarves, and they said that she's not been there in the last 6 hours. No, so.
She hasn't come back through here either yet.
Oh, we're having an absolute nightmare.
Time advances on. We are now at 6:30. Linda, you're still in that stairway. The Goblin Queen has not made an appearance yet. Okay. Would you like to try and get out again?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, you kind of have to now.
Yes.
It's going to be a roll of 5 with advantage to make it to any of the doors.
Oh, Linda lives here now.
Yay!
Ooh. Yes, a 5. Fantastic. You make it to the doorway that you were aiming for.
Yes, on the other side.
On the other side. Now, round 2, Winkle.
My steed!
Yes, you need to recover your steed. So again, I think the steed is going to try and help. The pilo rats is going to try and help. So this is going to be... this again is going to be I said 5 before, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Yeah. The chaos is continuing and you are inching yourself around. So I think with advantage still, because of steed, this is still going to be a 5.
Fair enough. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. 6. Fantastic. You achieve it. The rockets come scrabbling up to you.
Got to do a standing mount, one of the ones where the steed runs past you and you swing yourself onto it.
Oh, fantastic. Very heroic, very brave.
I will move yonder.
Fabulous. So you make it. You're working your way down the stairs. You'll find out where you are at the end of your next turn. So Barold, you are once again in the throne room. So you know that your colleagues have covered both of the other rooms, but you don't know what's happened to them.
No.
What would you like to do?
I don't know which way I would go.
Follow your heart,
up,
Sir Barold.
Or down.
Oh, is it up or down?
Up or along, and down would go back the way you came before.
Out of the castle, just go home.
Back to it would take you to the gate.
I'm going to go back to the gate.
No.
Onward. Onward.
I just double checking, Gumbly, you're staying in. Yeah.
I'm so nearly done. Just another hour.
The time bongs. You hear it is now 7. Linda. You have made it upstairs to the tower.
Aha.
The parapet of the castle's highest tower. You can see an amazing view of the labyrinth, the goblin city, the land of yore, the hedge maze and the stone walls. You can see each individual layer spread out ahead of you. The battlements are covered in birds' nests. So you have come from the stairway. There's another staircase across from you.
It's hard, because right, so I'm looking at the map and I'm thinking, right, there's a room here that we're not going to cover unless I go back the way I came. But Winkle, if he's coming towards me, has got 1, 2, 3 rooms yet. So I think I'm better to go try and sneak across and go down the stairs and find out what these little rooms are.
Yes.
Great. Agreed. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and sneak past the birds.
Lovely. Let's make me a roll. You're looking for a 4.
So I have to sneak. I can't intimidate the birds with noise.
You could try to not sneak. You can just try and like go straight up to them and like shout at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you approach them, not being sneaky, they immediately fly up and cause a wall of feathers and cawing. So if you would like to try and pacify them by scaring them off, great. I think this is going to be a difficulty of 3. A 4.
I've done it.
And with a clatter, the birds part and are scared and run away, fly away. They all land and trot away on their little bird legs. And you're able to make it across to the other side and start heading down this passageway here.
Yes.
Winkle, you have made it into the armory. A long hall stretches out before you, packed with the finest assortment of military equipment goblins can scavenge. The whole place smells of rust and oil. The Queen is not in here. Inside the room, you can see racks of armour and weapons and dummies, practice dummies in the centre. You can see an anvil and a forge is red hot, and a pair of elephant-sized bellows are ready to inflame the forge. There is another long passage just round from your left.
Yep.
And there's a passage along the room to the right. As you enter the room, you cannot see the Goblin Queen, but several goblins are testing their war engines. You can see there's ballistas and trebuchets that the goblins are testing at, and they are aiming them at the practice dummies. They're putting like large rocks and pots of oil and occasionally a live chicken in the trebuchet.
I shall try and make it across.
Winkle's really learned from Sir Varold to just charge straight ahead, never go backwards.
Yeah, that's the knight's attitude.
But what I will attempt to do is, again, get rid of them. I'll ride in on my steed, try and look impressive, and yell, "Villains! Villains in the gates! The milkman! The milkman, he's in trouble! Quick! All goblins to arms! To the walls, gobs! To the walls!"
You are often overlooked.
So I am.
I don't think your steeds can provide you with an advantage in this situation unless you can talk your way into it. And the goblins are making a lot of noise. So I think this strategy of yelling at them to try and get them to leave is going to be difficulty 5.
Can I bang my sword against my pumpkin helmet to make noise to get their attention first?
Again, they are also making a lot of clanking and clanging. Yeah, that is true. The problem. That is true.
Can I use my trait of endurance just to keep on yelling?
This is the longest and loudest yell that a worm has ever done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a head teacher trying to quiet a whole hall full of noisy children.
Yeah.
Worth a medal, I'd say.
Give it a go.
Roll it with advantage then. Unfortunately, the clanking is simply too loud.
A terrible time getting rid of all these goblins.
We turn to Sir Barold, who has returned to the gate, where you find the Goblin Queen. The doors have been reclosed. You cannot leave.
Mm-hmm.
She looks startled to see you. You've come down from the throne room. So you've come down the staircase at the top of this room. She's run along the corridor, coming in sort of from your right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
So she runs into the centre of the room and sees you at the top of the stairs.
Ah, my lady, we meet again.
Yes, but what are you actually going to do about it, Sir Barold?
I'm going to retrieve what is mine.
Are you now? And how, little knight of yore? Not even a knight, really. You have not completed your ceremony. You've not been formally knighted. How on earth do you think you will defeat me?
My new worm friend has taught me that being a knight is not about a ceremony, or maybe even medals. I still want those things, but I know that I have the true heart of a knight, and that is how I know I shall win.
With that argument, and that specific argument, the way you've worded it, a thought comes to you. Having been outside the labyrinth and seeing things from a different perspective, having seen Gondel's fresco of how maybe before the Goblin Queen came along, there was some more law and order here, but she has somehow bewitched a lot of the denizens of this labyrinth. But you've been outside. Maybe that spell is broken. There's part of you that's realised she's just a human. And the thought, the words come to you.
M'lady, through dangers untold and hardships unnumbered, I have fought my way here to the castle beyond the Goblin City to take back what you have stolen.
She starts to stagger forward, her hand outstretched. No, no.
For my will is as strong as yours, and my kingdom is as great.
The rest of you hear these words echoing throughout the castle. And time warps and stretches enough that you are able to make your way into the gatehouse. So you're all together as you hear Sir Barold say the final words.
You have no power over me.
In that moment, she reaches up and a dozen ravens appear out of her. She becomes a dozen ravens. And the whole castle itself seems to just break apart and become medals.
Oh.
And steeds. And swords. And pages. Memories. And paintings. Until you are stood with nothing else but these things around you on a dreamy bluff overlooking a toy labyrinth with a rosy dawn sky.
Yay! We won, friends, we won!
Well done, team!
All right there, lovies. I've been Matt, your compere and bird muppet. And that was the thrilling finale of Labyrinth Untold. Huge, massive, horned beast-sized thanks to Natalie Winter for pitching and planning and running this game. You can find more of Nat going goblin style over on the Roll Together Twitch and YouTube channels, playing Dungeons and Dragons, sometimes in the player's seat and sometimes on the Dungeon Master's throne. Check the program notes for links to all those Roll Together channels. Next week we'd like to invite you backstage, where the cast of Labyrinth Untold will be looking back at this production. Then we'll be taking a week off to get things shipshape as we close down the studio, strike the Labyrinth Untold set, and set up for a grand opening over in the main house. Our next production there, starting on the 1st of October, will be Vigil Tailor-Made, the next in our Middle England Monster of the Week series, starring Josh Yard as Ginny Greenteeth, Chris McLennan as Ed Kincaid, Chris Buxey as Calisteria Softbinding, and Ellie Pitkin as Who Knows? Her character from that campaign went back to her own time last time she played. So who will she be playing this time? You'll have to listen to find out. Speaking of Vigil, the Monster of the Week mysteries I wrote for our first five Vigil productions. Let's see if I can remember them. Playtime, Cold Snap, Tourist Trap, Bad Dog and Quarry are all available on itch.io as PDF mysteries that you can buy, download and play with your own Monster of the Week group. And all five of those mysteries are right now part of the Supernatural tabletop role-playing game bundle. The bundle is on sale on itch.io for $20 and includes all five of those Monster of the Week mysteries based on those Vigil productions, plus more than 60 other digital games and supplements by about 50 different small role-playing game creators. Everything in the bundle, as the name suggests, is supernatural or spooky or creepy in some way, so it's the perfect thing to get your gaming table in the mood for the upcoming, or perhaps even current, spooky season. If you play Monster of the Week, if you get the bundle, if you play any of those mysteries, I'd love to hear how they go at your table and how they go differently to how they went on the show. Finally, before we close the curtain and invite you backstage next week, the first two episodes of my new scripted audio drama, I Need a Miracle, are out right now for you to listen to. Every episode of I Need a Miracle is a prayer to a benevolent but impassive, listening, all-powerful being. In the first episode, an artist pleads for what he needs to make his magnum opus a reality. And in the latest episode, a lonely man prays for what he needs to avoid heartbreak. There's a link to go listen to that show in the program notes, and here's a little taster of what it actually sounds like.
Do you hear me? In your benevolence, I implore you, I need a miracle. I beseech you, hear my plea and intervene.
Every episode, a prayer. Some prayers are answered. And every prayer granted can upend the world. I Need a Miracle, is a Divine new audio drama from Foggy Outline and Wireless Theatre. Play God at foggyoutline.com and wherever you find podcasts.
Hear my plea and deliver me.
This has been Labyrinth Untold, a studio production from Merely Roleplayers, starring me, Matt Boothman, as Gundel, Ellie Pitkin as Sir Barold von Branwick, Helen Stratton as Linda, Strat as Winkle, and Natalie Winter as the Goblin Queen. Nat planned this season, I edited and produced this episode, and the theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst. We were playing Jim Henson's Labyrinth, The Adventure Game by Ben Milton and Jack Caesar, published by Riverhorse at riverhorse.eu. Merely Roleplayers is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on. Foggy Outline, undivide your world.